Dude, come on in, grab some brewski.
Hey, capital idea. I assume you got something decent. You wouldn't serve your best bud common American commercial piss water, would you?
Hey, nothing but the best for my dog.
Oh. Miller Lite. Less filling? Tastes like kidney-infected old person piss.
Yeah, bitch. Poor boy can't afford fancy imported beer and good smoke. Here, hit this.
Oh, that's more like it. I apologize for bitching. You're both a gentleman and a scholar. The fluffy stuff tastes much better now.
Yes, indeed. You show sophisticated taste and philosophical perspective that belie your sloped forehead and slack jaws.
You flatter me, which is all well and fine, but more specifically concerning the metaphysical implications of Nietzsche's will to power, what's up with that little tramp at the shop you've been sniffing around on?
Ah, yes, little Sheila. She of the tantalizing and intoxicating odor of fertility. Ah, sweet stuff. Kind of married, though.
Oh, and your point?
Well, dismissing morality for the moment? If nothing else, that means you have to consider the perils of a jealous husband.
Why, is he some big strapping biker or something?
I don't know. Probably not. All I know is he's some Jewish guy she met in college.
Oh, they're not so big. What's the problem? With some neurotic little pussy man Jew at home, she's probably needing a real man. So you're stuffing Gilbert Gottfried's woman. What's he gonna do? Squint at you in wine?
It may be. But it might not be that type of guy, see? Gilbert Gottfried ain't all Jews. Might be some other type.
Oh, well, break it on down for a Kentuckian, brother. What are you talking about?
Well, see, he might be one of those badass Jews. Because there's a crew of them, especially in Israel, that will absolutely mess your world up for you. Dylan's neighborhood bullies, you know, outnumbered about 1,000,000 to 1, yet still kicking ass and taking names. So you think you're pretty clever, pluking away at the bitch, right? About to get your nut? When in walks her husband, Ariel Sharon. Are you seeing this? You're knocking knee-deep in his nookie, and he's looking at you like you're a Palestinian with a pipe bomb. In the unlikely event that you survive the encounter, he's liable to be bombing your house like it was an Iraqi nuclear facility.
So what? We're sitting there drinking and talking, and a grenade lands on the table? Seems a stretch.
Well, maybe. But the bastards do know how to put down a real, really old-school ass-whooping.
Or should you say an old-shule ass-whooping?
Oh, ha-ha. You are so clever. But you will not feel quite so clever when they start throwing that vengeful Old Testament shit on you. That Yahweh's a son of a bitch, with the angels of death, plagues of locusts, rivers of blood. You do not want this God pissed with you. And then Yahweh aside, Charlton Heston as Moses comes in, catches you in his promised land, and puts you to the sword like a friggin' Canaanite. See how far your Yiddish jokes get you then.
Yeah, but how likely is it to get one of those badasses? Hey, Columbus took a chance. That little Sheila's looking sweet.
Damn that little red-headed vixen. You know she wants me.
Of course, then again, her old man could be one of them pervert pedophile Jews.
What you got in mind?
Well, like Woody Allen, of course. So you're putting it to me, a pharaoh.
Okay, first off, Mr. Pee-Pee has no interest in that old hag.
Hey, good enough for Frank Sinatra is sure good enough for a poor cracker such as yourself.
Well, 40 years ago, maybe.
Okay, so you're pluking away on Mia, and Woody walks in on you. Only he ain't mad at you, see? He just wants to watch.
Jeez.
Well, first he'll want to throw the daughter into the mix and then watch.
Oh, okay, shut up with that right
and
now.
And pretty soon he'll be pulling out his pad. Is this getting you hard?
Oh, yeah, Woody Allen pulling his pud here, all right. I'm about to shoot a load right now.
Oh, no, not his pud, man. His pad. A notebook, see, so he can make notes on the encounter for his next screenplay.
Oh, dude, I am about to puke cheap American beer up all over you. Oh, thanks a lot. I don't think I'll be even able to look at that bitch tomorrow without getting the image of Woody. I saw some shit like that. I don't think I'd be able ever to get it up again. The unique and grotesque trauma would mess me up for life. Yeah, perhaps I'd better grow some funk of my own.
Hey, well, what about what's her name, Lakeisha?
That black chick back in shipping? Maybe.
Wonder what kind of old man she's got hanging around, though.
Oh, man. Even going there.
All right. Shut up and hit this, man.
All right. Ugh.